The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to the program. Kind of a big deal today because of all the breaking news. And by God's grace, we have our dear friend, Charlie Kirk, to help us process these things. Charlie, welcome.
Eric, great to be here. You know, I'm a little disappointed they didn't raid Mar-a-Lago during the 2000 Mules premiere. That really would have been something.
Wouldn't have that been sweet to have these FBI thugs brush elbows with us? That would have just been an honor.
It would have been
elbows with the deep state itself. Listen, you have a new book out. I want to talk about that. But what is going on right now is utterly unprecedented. And I'm trying to process it. And I know my audience is trying to process it. And I'm really thrilled that we happen to have you today to help us process it. So tell us whatever is on your mind, because it's so big that I don't know quite where to start.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Eric, you know, you tried to warn people. This was one of the things you were focused on during the election integrity fights. Of you said something so graphic, they have a knife to Lady Liberty's throat. And, you know, people didn't quite take that seriously, but look where we are now. And so I believe this is a Rubicon moment, crossing of the Rubicon. In 49 BC, Julius Caesar made a decision to cross the River Rubicon, and it changed Rome forever, started the transition from the Roman Republic to the Roman Empire, and started a Roman Civil War, and it changed civilization as we know it. I think this is the left crossing the Rubicon. There is no going back from this, period. You don't get to go occupy. It wasn't a raid. It was a military occupation with 270 man hours of a political dissident who is going to announce as the next candidate in 2024, who also was a president, and act as if everything's going to go back to normal. Sorry, game has changed. And so, yeah, so go ahead, Eric.
No, I mean, there's so much here, because when I said in 2016 and then again in 2020 that they have a knife to the throat of Lady Liberty, people thought I was just being histrionic. I want people to understand, and I understand that it's difficult to accept this, because when you have decades of good stuff, it's impossible to believe things have changed or could be changing. Folks, it was utterly impossible for the Germans to believe what happened in the 30s. Human beings are capable of opening themselves up to satanic evil. If you don't think you are, or the people around you are utterly foolish and historically ignorant. Why are you, or why are we, any different than the good, civilized Christian Germans of 1933? This is uncomfortable to say. It's uncomfortable to take in. It takes some time, but the events have been so dramatic that what happened the other day in Mar-a-Lago, it's like, well, okay, ladies and gentlemen, now what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, look, the game has changed, and it didn't just get to this point overnight. You and I were trying to warn people. They arrested Dinesh D'Souza. They went after Bannon. They went after Navarro. They raided O'Keefe's apartment. They raided Giuliani's apartment. They went after John Eastman. It was bubbling up to this. And the police state, the administrative state, the fourth branch of government, was never properly held accountable. Russiagate, lied on the FISA court warrant, Peter Strzok, Smirk, Lisa Page, Bruce Anelli, or, you know, Andy McCabe, James Comey, they all walked scot-free. Why would the FBI stop? Now, there's so much to unpack here, Eric, where I believe that they're a little bit worried that this didn't go over well, that it didn't play well in Peoria. It just bombed a little bit. where they're not doing a press conference. There is no celebratory lap. I watched Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow, and there isn't kind of the triumph of the media talking heads. It's a little bit like, we have to kind of trust and see what happens here. This is not anywhere close to the arrogance that we're used to. So this goes to show a major fault line. Go ahead.
But before you make that point, I just have to mention, when you said that Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow and others are saying we have to kind of see what happens here, horrifyingly, thanks to our Salem colleague, Steve Deese, it came to my attention that Senator Tim Scott, who I thought was like a good guy, he said something effectively similar that we kind of have to. How can somebody like Tim Scott, whom I thought of as one of the good guys, say something so out of touch, so horrifying as what he said?
Yeah, look, I mean, Tim Scott's a really nice person. As Kurt Schlichter would say, I'd love to have him as my neighbor. You know, I'd love to go to church with Tim Scott. I would trust him, you know, with babysitting my kids or whatever. He's not a wartime conciliary, right?
But I mean, isn't that the issue? That's of course the issue. So thank you for saying that. That's exactly what it amounts to. If you do not now understand what is happening, if you don't get upset about it now, unfortunately, it tells me what I need to know.
Yeah,
Tom, you're out.
Or
you're
Tim. Out, yeah, Tom. That's okay. That's all right. Thank you. Yeah. But yeah, exactly. Where it's, look, Tim Scott, it's okay. Go be a banker or, you know, go be a mayor of.
But Charlie, even Mike Pence, who has not been heroic, who has done things that have disappointed me bitterly, 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 even he tweeted out the appropriate tweet the other day.
He had to be. And I'll tell you, he did that for political, maybe he did it for public purposes or not purposes. I know Mike Pence well, you do too. I disagree with a lot of stuff as well. I don't like the whole anti-Trump thing. I think it's so bad. But here's the reason, though. I mean, this is a game changer, Eric. Anyone with even a fraction of political instincts realizes that this is the maddest that the MAGA conservative base has ever been. Again, I'm going to reemphasize this. There is no going back from this. Now, that's a good thing and a bad thing. Here's the good thing. That every single conservative now is completely on board of disassembling the administrative state. We are on board, do whatever it takes. If you want a rallying cry, they occupied Mar-a-Lago. I mean, but think about this. This is a really important point, Eric. It's not just the president's home. It's a piece of presidential history. It's the place where treaties were signed and important meetings happened. They desecrated a core point of American history for what? For Melania's shawl or for to spend an hour in her closet. So look, I could go on and on and on about this, but let's go a level deeper, Eric, that I think your audience will enjoy. I think the regime is very scattered right now. They don't have a unified message. Operation Mockingbird in the Talking Bird media, they don't know what to quite say because I believe somebody messed this up. Not that this wasn't supposed to happen, but there was a protocol not followed. There was a person that approved something that shouldn't have been. I think this is going to go down as one of their biggest blunders. And again, they have awoken the entire conservative movement. And we are now, as a movement, saying together, there will only be one winner and we will defeat you. We'll do whatever it takes.
I think that really is the answer here, Charlie, is that their level of desperation tells you everything. To do something this nakedly partisan, this utterly desperate, tells you these people are absolutely really without any scruples. They say, we've got to do whatever we can to win. Yeah. Anything. What can we do? And they, when you do that, you're not careful. And so you do the wild thing that in a moment of thoughtfulness, you'd say, you know what? No, this could go wrong, that could go wrong. But they did the wildest thing imaginable and portrayed themselves as basically unhinged. You don't do this if you are on the side of truth and goodness. And so I think you're right. It has backfired. I said this is going to be the best news because this was the most preposterous thing I've ever seen.
I mean, I looked at it as a political invasion. I looked at it as they invaded us. And it's that simple. And when I saw that on the news, I mean, I was walking through my gym and I was doing a couple things and I said, what the heck? Are you kidding me? I mean, and so yes, but now it's the question of what do we do in response? And it can't be press releases. It can't be, I'm very disturbed by the raid. Enough. There is a radical proposition that we have proposed.
Hold on. When we come back, we're going to get the radical proposition from Charlie Kirk. Stand by.
Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel a bump next to you.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. I like knowing exactly where my meat comes from. And with Moink, that place is from small family farms all across the country. You can help save the family farm and get access to the highest quality meat on earth when you join the Moink movement today. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. Moink farmers farm like our grandparents did, and as a result, Moink meat tastes like it should. The Moink difference is a difference you can taste, and you can feel good knowing you're helping family farms stay financially independent, too. Moink is helping save rural America. I love it, and you will, too. Join the Moink movement today. Keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/Eric right now. And listeners of this show get free filet mignon in every order for a year. That's 1 year, the best filet mignon you'll ever taste, but for a limited time, spelled moinkbox.com/Eric. That's moinkbox.com/Eric. moinkbox.com/Eric.
Talking to Charlie Kirk, we're talking about the news of the day. Nothing more dramatic than what happened the other day. It is deeply sickening, but it is a moment for me of hope, because I think we could wake up the sleeping giant called we the people because of what happened. So Charlie, you were saying that how do we respond to this naked aggression against what is called America effectively?
Two things. So number one, I want to just recognize something. I wrote last year that the conservative movement has become anti-fragile. If you're unfamiliar with the term, it's a great book by Nassim Taleb, argues that the more you attack a certain organization or people, they actually get stronger. It's different than resiliency. It's a whole different category. I believe the conservative movement has become anti-fragile. Dissidents are usually anti-fragile. You have to be, right? Which is the more they attack you, the deeper our resolve goes. We'll outbreed you, we'll outwork you, we'll outthink you, we'll outcreate you. I see that energy now in the conservative movement. They have Soros, they have Zuckerberg, they have Gates, we have the people, we have organizing. This pours a thermonuclear weapon on top of that. Okay, that's number one. But the second thing is, how do we respond? People act as if we don't have power. This is what drives me nuts about, well, we have to wait to the next election. Look, we're going to do fine. People are so motivated. They're going to camp out like a MAGA rally in front of the polls. Okay. People are going to wait like a week before voting. We're never going to see turnout. Whether or not we can stop the fraud and all this other stuff, we'll talk about that later. But we have power now. And so here's my radical proposal, Eric. And I said this on my show. I'll say it here. Raids must be met with raids. State attorney generals that are Republican have to authorize raids against Soros groups, BLM, Planned Parenthood, the Alphabet Mafia, groomers, chemical castration of children now. Here's why. 100 facilities should be raided by the next week. Find them. You trying to tell me there's not 100 criminal organizations that are aiding and abetting people across the southern border? La Raza, we know them. They publicized it. I'm not saying you have to arrest them. Just raid them. Find out what you find. Why? that will all of a sudden make them and their internal chatters, guys, you were so stupid. You read Trump. Now they're coming after us. Good. Now you know there's a price to this. Now you know that you don't cross that line.
Isn't that the question, Charlie, is whether we have people on our side, people who love this country, willing to take that step? Do you think that we do? Who are those people?
It will not happen, because here's why. They're like, well, we have to be better than them. All right, I want to win, okay? You might not like where we are as a country. Again, go do the Tim Scott thing. Go become a mayor or something, okay? This is a very high-stakes game. So, look, I miss the old thing. The old agreement was, okay, we kind of don't touch the political opponents unless they're kidnapping. Well, actually, no, that's not true. Even if they're kidnapping children, we don't arrest them like Bill Clinton. We just kind of act like it doesn't happen. We just don't touch political figures. That actually keeps the society stable. They broke that order. They broke it. Okay, the page is turned. So now how do we respond? Well, our side is filled with a bunch of gutless wonders, people that love doing press releases. You talk to some of these attorney generals. Well, Charlie, I can't weaponize. I'm not talking about weaponization. How many offices have you raided for the $1 billion in damages that BLM did in the summer of 2020? The statute of limitations is still there. How many offices have you raided about La Raza and these other groups that are helping?
Who would do this, though? The question is
Republican state attorney generals. We have 27 of them.
But which ones are not gutless wonders?
I know Jeff Landry in Louisiana. I know these guys. I know Ken Paxton. I'm it's not exactly a text message I think they like receiving from me, of which I sent, which is, so when are you going to raid them? They don't like it. They're like,
but Charlie, let's use this opportunity to call them out. If you don't do this,
we will lose everything. It's that simple.
Well, we'll lose everything, and we'll come after you. In other words, if you do not take the action that God has given you and the American people have given you the responsibility to take action on these kinds of things, if you don't get that, if you don't have the courage to do that, we don't want you around anymore. We no longer need you. We never did, but now we're going to make sure that you're replaced.
Yes, and it all has to be lawful. It has to be transparent.
Obviously.
But let me give you a great example. You're trying to tell me that there is not a connected business or something that could be raided for Hunter Biden and all of his escapades in Arkansas. Why not? Figure it out. I mean, and this is the thing that drives me nuts, is these Republican attorney generals are like, well, the media is going to come after me. Letitia James just deposed Donald Trump in New York City the day after they raided him at Mar-a-Lago. They love using political power, Eric. They love it. We don't. But maybe it's time for us to use something we don't love to save the republic.
Well, that's really the issue. It is to save the republic. And when people say, when they go low, we go high, whatever. These are cliches. In other words, we're talking about when somebody like Lincoln suspends habeas corpus, true leadership means doing things that some people will say, oh, you can't do that. A leader makes that calculation and says, I think I need to do this now, and history will judge me. God will judge me.
Yes.
And that's what I would say about Mike Pence on January 6th. In other words, I could see people say, well, you can't do this. Other people said you can do this. Okay. The point is, that's when you show whether you are a leader, whether you take the temperature of history and do what is needed and let God judge you and let history judge you. We need those kinds of leaders now, because we are in a war. We need a wartime consigliere. That's where we are. And if you don't understand that, you're done. We can't use you anymore.
That's right. And that's where I want us to fall out. I want us to reject the paradigm of, well, we just got to wait to the next election. We'll blow them out in November. We don't have till November. Okay. We don't. They are raiding us now. They took Scott Perry's cell phone the day after Mar-a-Lago. Do you think that there's any self-awareness? No. But if the FBI all of a sudden is starting to get calls from Democrat senators, Chris Ray, can you calm it down a little bit? The Sierra Club was just raided, okay? I need them. And this is not good. Then all of a sudden they realize there's a price to this, of which there is none right now.
I'm just fascinated, because when you say, let's just lay this out very clearly here, Charlie. The reason they did this and the reason they're doing all the things they're doing is because they cannot abide the thought of losing in November. They will do anything. They will burn down the Reichstag. They will declare monkeypox emergency. They will do anything they can do, anything to prevent reality from taking over. Anything they can do. Because of that, we need to know that now we need to act. As you're saying, this is not about let's wait till November. They understand that November, that's the last exit before the toll. They don't have time to wait to see what happens in November. They need to make sure that November is not the reassertion of we the people. They need to do what they're doing. They're doing it. So we need to be
responding. People say, well, we have to win elections to do something. We already control 27 state attorney generals. Do it now. And again, let me play this out. What happens if we win back the Senate, the House? You know, okay, some hearings and stuff like that. The FBI will figure a way out of it. They actually run the country. We know that. No, the only way to respond to force is with force. I don't like talking like this. I wish it was the country I grew up in. I love it when we used to have debates about tax policy and Austrian economics. I loved that country. It's dead. And most people don't like talking like that, but I want it back. And I'm not going to allow a small group of craven people to destroy the country I love.
Well, I mean, I think we want to be clear, but both of us are Christians and we take our orders from Jesus. So we are not talking about doing anything like saying, well, you know, these are difficult times and we need to do what we need to do. We're not only really saying that, we're saying that on top of saying that, what is God's will? God gave us this nation. He gave us liberty and he gave us the obligation to keep the republic. We have an obligation. So anybody who's a Christian who feels that, well, that's not playing nice, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, we're not talking about civility or we're talking about fighting for what is right. And the question is only in this detail of how do we do that? But there are many people who say, we don't fight. No, we don't fight. We wait till the election. If you don't understand that there is a time to fight, there is a time to take dramatic action. And it is not only not violation of our Christian faith. On the contrary, it is a manifestation of our faith.
Yes.
It's
a matter of justice. It's that simple. It's a matter of justice, which is God's idea, not our idea. And if we're not going to uphold justice, which is one of the core values of the American constitutional order, then the whole thing falls apart. Our entire system is inspired by the Bible. It is based on God's will and providence breathing into our life. And if we're just going to kind of sit idly by and do nothing, this is what drives me nuts, though, Eric, is that only a pampered, comfortable, self-righteous, arrogant, weak, theologically questionable Christian generation could believe such a thing. Our grandfathers and our ancestors were Christian, and they knew if they had to fight evil, they did. And so why are you willing then to inherit the gift but not willing to preserve it?
That is the question. We'll be right back with Charlie Kirk. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Folks, we're talking to my friend, Charlie Kirk about where we are in the country right now. Charlie, you have a book out called The College Scam. I have a book out in the fall called Letter to the American Church. We are living in insane times. And I think the lunacy, the horror of what happened at Mar-a-Lago the other day, it has woken up a lot of people who were sleeping up until 10 minutes ago. People are waking up because the desperation of the left is finally making people who maybe don't want to see where we actually are.
Yes. And look, the enemy does not have self-control because it's a fruit of the spirit. And this is Napoleon. This is Alexander the Great. This is Hitler. This is the American left. They do not know when to stop. They're a parasitic force, right? So they don't have an off button. That's exactly what you saw at Mar-a-Lago. Is why not raid it? And again, as I said earlier, they can't quite understand why this isn't getting sort of standing room applause. Like, well, this is kind of weird. Why is it that all of a sudden even Democrats are asking questions about this? And we will probably never know the truth behind the raid. What do I mean by that? Who actually ended up approving it? I think it was Merrick Garland, why they approved it and all of this. Here's what we do know. We know now that they regret they did it. It's that simple. That's the more important question, right? All of this of the palace intrigue drama, I find it interesting. Like, ooh, who signed off on it? They're all the same. They're interchangeable parts, okay? Merrick Garland is just as craven as Joe Biden, as Christopher Wray. They're all the same, right? They're 60 and 70-year-old craven men that have very miserable personal lives that want to destroy us. Okay. The more important question is, would they do it again? No. They are afraid, Eric. They are afraid that they all of a sudden metaphorically bombed the village. And the resolve of the people they're saying, no matter what you do, you can audit us, you can imprison us, you can indict us, you can convict us, you can take everything from us, but I will not go down in my life. I will never surrender.
That is exactly the point. They enough people are angry and awake now. And when you get people to say, like, you know what? Come and get me. Come on. Come and get me. Let's go. Come on. I live in Tribeca. Find me. Come on. Find my apartment. Come and raid me. Put me in jail like you did my friends, Brandon Strock and Simone Gold, and the way you treated Roger Stone. It is so despicable. If you are not angry about this, if you don't want to do something about this, you're part of the problem, folks.
That's right.
Folks, you are part of the problem. You are in bed with evil if you are not outraged at these things happening in the United States of America. If you just want business as usual to continue, you lack courage, and God will judge you and history will judge you for this. And there were many good Germans who did exactly this. They looked the other way when God would have said, please now look at what is happening. Please do a small thing now. They said, I'm going to look the other way.
Yep.
You will regret it for the rest of your life if you don't do something right now.
That's right. And so the question is, what do we do? And boy, it has to be top to bottom. I'm writing this whole kind of thesis. I know that it's been kind of written about before, but convincing people that you're no longer the majority in the country is a very difficult thing. And to think like a dissident is a very, very important kind of mental shift. And so this is where we are, Eric. And again, there is no going back from this. You know, I had somebody stop me. They said, Charlie, I just don't like all of the heated language. We have to bring down the temperature. I said, boy, you wouldn't have made it in the 1940s.
Can you imagine? Listen, there are people that are so out of touch. By God's grace, some of them will still wake up. We have to go back to, you know, in my Bonhoeffer book, I tell the story of Martin Niemöller, the classic example. This guy was a World War I war hero, a good man. He woke up to the nightmare of Hitler and what was necessary too late, 5 minutes too late. And when he woke up, he regretted it for the rest of his life. He is famous principally for the poem he wrote talking about when I did not speak up, when that group was raided, when I did not speak up, when those people were persecuted, when I did not speak up for those people, then eventually I was the only one left. When they came for me, everybody was gone. If you don't care about what happened to Dr. Simone Gold and to Roger Stone and to our friend Dinesh D'Souza and to all these other people who are politically persecuted, people are rotting in prison because of doing absolutely nothing on January 6th. If you don't care about that, Mike Pence, Tim Scott, if you don't care about that, you're a coward. You're done. America can no longer be bothered with quote unquote leaders who don't care about the most important thing.
That's right.
Basically where we are. And I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there, but we're there. What do we do?
It has to be a total mentality shift. We need action now. As I mentioned, raids must be met with raids. They must know there's a cost for their tyranny. And then we must start building out red state America. I think that the FBI should be excommunicated from red states. Why do they need them? Start your own.
That's a beautiful idea, Charlie. And it's a darn pity you're too young to run for president, but soon. Listen, yeah, honestly, we've got enough of us who do understand this kind of thing, who are outraged. I want to say this before we go to the break here. Folks, at the heart of all this, let's be clear, this is a spiritual battle.
Yes.
The most important thing of all is pray for the nation. Read your Bible every day. Read your Bible, pray for the nation. That is going to undergird anything that we could possibly do. If we don't do these things by the power of the Holy Spirit, if we don't do these things with the love of God for those who are suffering, for our fellow Americans and those beyond our borders, if we don't do it that way, it is lost. So this is not some carnal political effort. We'll be right back with Charlie Kirk. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, regularly priced at $89.98, is now only $39.98 with our listener promo code Eric. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable. They've got a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or just go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code ERIC. The offer will not last very long because these Percale sheets are known to sell very quickly. Order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, I have the joy of talking to our friend Charlie Kirk about the news of the day. And Charlie, you have a brand new book out, which ties in. I mean, it's so crazy. It ties into exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. So it's called The College Scam. Not all of us could go to Yale like Eric. You know, it's just we're not all smart enough. So
yeah.
look, I argue in the book, college is a scam. It's a waste of time and money for most people. There is a place for higher education in our society for maybe doctors, lawyers, and accountants and engineers. But the vast majority of kids going to college are getting a garbage experience. They're going into debt to study things that don't matter, to find jobs that don't exist. And I think 80% of the college population should not be there at all. It's a racket. It's a cartel. And it should be broken up from within.
Okay, and Charlie, first of all, as somebody who went to Yale, I know better than almost anyone that what you said is true. And that it is only by God's grace that God delivered me from what I quote unquote learned at Yale. It's like going to jail. It's like going to prison and learning how to think like a criminal. And it's only by God's grace that when I got on the outside, God delivered me from a life of crime, effectively speaking, because you do definitely pick up anti-American, anti-biblical thinking, and it is at the cost of your parents paying. But again, just like we have to wake people up to what's going on in the country, we have to wake people up. I know tons of people that are sucked into the garbage propaganda that I want to have a good life, so I'm going to send my kid to this great high school, and then they're going to get into this college, and then nothing, ladies and gentlemen, and then absolutely not. Then you're going to lose your children to the utopianist madness of the Marxist zeitgeist.
That's right. And look, so your people are wondering, how could they possibly execute this raid on Trump? Where could they believe such a thing? Colleges would defend this. The colleges would argue that the state is the perfection of man, that if there's anyone that gets in the way, you must use the state as an instrument. It's very Hegelian. So every bad idea, every use of force that is used by the state, these ideas come from colleges. They give credibility. They indoctrinate kids on them. It is a scam. And you know what's amazing, Eric? Here I am. We've sold a bunch of books. All proceeds go to Turning Point USA. I've been on all these news shows. I have had an open offer. Can anyone come on my program and defend college? Anyone. And no one is willing to do it because guess why? I spent 3 years writing this book, 35 pages of footnotes of every number. And for example, I'll give you a couple here, Eric. 40% of people that enroll in college drop out. 40%. So if I was like, hey, Eric, let's go get burgers in New York City. Hey, Eric, before we go in, there's a 40% chance you get food poisoning. Let's have a good meal. You'd say, how is this place still open? How about this? Another 40%, if they graduate, if they find a job, big ifs, they find a job that doesn't require a college degree, nullifying the need for their debt or for going at all. The numbers alarm people. It is a scam through and through. It is not this wonderful, beautiful kind of institution. It should be metaphorically burned to the ground. The endowments should be raided. They are cesspools, obviously, with Hillsdale College and a few others being the exceptions. And besides those couple exceptions, they're irredeemable, godless institutions.
I mean, Charlie, again, I know what you're saying is true. I guarantee, ladies and gentlemen, what Charlie is saying is true. And the reason the book is called The College Scam is because it amounts to nothing less than a scam. People have been brainwashed into thinking you're going to get some magical thing if you go to this college, if you do the get. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to lose a lot of money. You're going to lose a lot of brain. You're going to be deeply messed up. Only by God's grace might you be redeemed from what is going to be imposed upon you. This is happening to millions of young people every day because adults, their parents, are going along with this. And people need to wake up. It's frankly no different than the public school system. We need to homeschool our kids. If we don't have that kind of a revolution, we can never take back the country.
Yeah, we need less kids to go to college. It's that simple. And that's an unpopular thing to say, but it's necessary. The country cannot survive if we keep sending 20 million of our most prized possession every 4 years, our young people, to institutions that train them to hate themselves, believe there is no God, and believe in evangelistic nihilism.
And again, if you don't think it's bad, folks, think about this. In the mid-80s, I was at Yale University. This happened to me there. This happened to me in the mid-80s. Do you think it's gotten better? It's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. Yes. But I saw the beginning of it, and it came out of Derrida and Foucault and critical race theory.
Yep. And
cultural Marcuse Marxism
and
Marcuse,
Nicole
the Frankfurt School. This was being pushed in the 80s at Yale, and it has trickled down. It is now everywhere. It is now in high schools. It is now in public schools. It is now all over Hollywood. If you don't understand this, you're part of the problem.
Yep, that's right. And so I talk about it in the book. I put the entire college industry on trial. It's been very interesting, the response to the book, Eric. You know, kind of the muscular class, carpenters, electricians, welders, they love it. I'll be honest, upper middle class moms, I get a lot of emails from them. And they don't like it.
They can't handle it. They can't handle the truth. Their whole world is built around this garbage.
Yes, and it's all built on a lie.
It's Stockholm syndrome. They have sided with their captors.
And look, I think they're very, a lot of them are sweet people, but they think as if their success and their trajectory for little Johnny is sending Johnny to Stanford. And I say, that's okay. Just be ready for little Johnny to become little Jenny.
Ouch. You know, it's funny, but it's also genuinely true. I mean, I could tell you stories.
That's why
we don't have time, but I can tell you stories from college, from Yale, from Wesleyan. Insane stories, and you're sending your children as sheep among wolves. You have no idea. You have no idea what, if it were free, I would say, don't do it. If it were free.
That's right. If they paid you, I would say, don't do it. It's a waste of time, waste of money. And we talk about all this in the book. We talk about the financial implications. We talk about the cultural, the spiritual rot. And I believe it really is the institution that has infected all the others. How did we lose the FBI? How did we lose the media? How did we lose all this? Colleges. I make the argument in the book.
Well, we've got lots more coming up in hour two. We have Ask Metaxas. We're going to keep bothering you about our Food for the Poor fundraiser. We're begging you, folks. We really need everyone to be involved in that. Please help us. Go to metaxastalk.com. Charlie, we're out of time, but I thank God for you. I thank God for our time together today. God bless you, my friend. Thank you.
God bless you, Eric. Thank you.
Maybe a damn well, it's all right. Even if the sea are wrong, well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right. As long as you got so much to lay.
Folks, the headline is "We need your help." What do I mean by that? I mean at least three things by that. Number one, if it's possible for you to get to be part of our studio audience, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and 8th in New York. This week, it starts about 4 o'clock every day. We're taping the late night, the talk show with Eric Metaxas. It is a mainstream TV talk show. We don't have time to get into it now, but it's nuts. We've got a lot of mainstream guests. It's going to be a blast. We can't share most of it with you yet, but if you can get there, go to ericmetaxas.com. You'll see where it says speaking or schedule, whatever, and you click on it every day. You can sign up through Eventbrite. We'd love you there all 4 days or just one day. You can bring as many people as you want to sign them up, but this is going to be a wild, fun thing. We need some fun, folks. We need some fun because there's a lot of tough stuff going on, but we want you to be there. Please do what you can. That's number one. Number two, if you follow me on social media, let me just ask you, instead of liking what I put there, would you retweet it or would you share it? Would you share it on Facebook? I'm trying to get a lot of information out, and I don't think I've ever said this before, but a lot of times people will like something. We need to get the word out. We are being suppressed. We know that what we're doing, whether we're being shadow banned, I don't mean to sound like, you know, like the like Chicken Little. This is actually, or not Chicken Little. Who am I looking for? Oh, The Boy Who Cried Wolf. This is actually happening. Yeah. We need your help, folks, to multiply our message. Everything we put out, it's a struggle. So whatever you can do to help us. And speaking of helping us, as you know, every couple times a year, we try to raise funds for an organization that we think worthy. At the top of the list is Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is an amazing Christian nonprofit relief organization. They go where there is a need. And I just want to tell you right now, they are helping families who have fled the Ukraine. Now, we don't need to get into the politics of it. These are people that are suffering, and we want to show them the love of God. We want to help them. Food for the Poor, I can't think of anybody that I would trust more to do that. So Food for the Poor is partnering with a number of Christian organizations, relief organizations, ministry partners to get food, literal food, to these families that have fled their homes. They've left everything behind. If you know anybody who's ever been through anything like this, my parents experienced this kind of thing. It's hellish. And we want to show them the love of God. So I want to ask you simply to call this number to help, or you can just go to the banner. Our banner is metaxastalk.com. That's the radio banner. We want you to give. We want you to give generously. We just want everybody who listens to this program to do what you can. By God's grace, we are able to do something. Let's do what we can. So please go to metaxastalk.com, or you can call this number. I'll give it to you right now, 844-863-HOPE. Please dial that number. Please give what you can now. It's August 1st. We don't have a lot of time to do this. It's always a struggle. God bless you as you give. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. These are people that are struggling, and we need to do what we can to help them. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner there. And Albin and I will shortly let you know. Everybody who gives anything, we will put your names in a hat, so to speak, proverbial hat, and we'll have a number of grand prize winners. We want to give you signed books and all kinds of things. And I always say, anybody who can give $10,000 is tax deductible. I'd be delighted to have dinner with you, to spend an evening with you. We always manage to make that work. So remember, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.